The Ford government is releasing new guidance for its proof of vaccination system, which comes into effect next week. As of September 22, Ontarians will be required to verify and demonstrate that they're fully vaccinated to enter a number of businesses, including but not limited to indoor restaurants, nightclubs, outdoor and indoor, movie theaters, gyms and concert venues. The vaccine certificate system does not apply to essential activities such as grocery shopping and accessing medical care and/or services. The government does not require proof of vaccination for outdoor bars and restaurants but will seek official documentation for indoor settings. This exemption would allow those dining at a patio who are unvaccinated to enter the business to use the washroom facilities. The Ford government also revealed certain exemptions where an individual will not need proof of vaccination. This includes patrons entering an indoor business to pay for an order or to make a retail purchase. As of September 22, those attending a wedding or funeral service are not mandated to show proof of vaccination, but after October 12, if you're attending an associated social gathering following a wedding or a funeral, the government says you will need to prove that you're fully vaccinated. Children under 12 are exempt from providing proof of vaccination. Ontarians will need to provide proof of being fully vaccinated, starting September 22, to access the following, not including those with medical exemptions and children under 12, restaurants and bars, excluding outdoor patios, as well as delivery and takeout, nightclubs, including outdoor areas of the establishment, meeting and event spaces, such as banquet halls and conference, convention centers facilities used for sports and fitness activities and personal fitness training, such as gyms, fitness and recreational facilities except for youth recreational sports, sporting events, casinos, bingo halls and gaming establishments, concerts, music festivals, theaters and cinemas, strip clubs, bathhouses and sex clubs, racing venues, e.g. horse racing. The Ford government also clarified what proof of vaccination should look like. Starting September 22, Ontarians will need to show their vaccine receipt proving they have been double-dosed, along with government identification. Government ID can include a birth certificate, citizenship card, driver's license, Ontario health card, Indigenous membership card, passport, or permanent residence card. On October 22, the province aims to launch a QR code and verification app for businesses to streamline the process. The government says it's still targeting that date and confirmed it has a working prototype. Officials confirmed recently it's building the app in-house instead of bringing in existing technology from another province like Quebec, which already has a QR code read in use. The Ford government says it's up to businesses to ensure they properly meet requirements for proof of vaccination, adding that in the case of harassment, institutions are asked to contact local law enforcement. Non-compliance by businesses and specific individuals can result in charges and fines under Ontario's Reopening Act. The government says provincial offence officers, including bylaw officers, police officers, public health inspectors and regulatory officers from ministries, can enforce proof of vaccination requirements. It would appear the province's vaccine certificate system has encouraged those without protection to go out and get the first shot. The government says in the first 7 days following the September 1 announcement on vaccine certificates, roughly 103,000 first doses were administered. This is compared to approximately 78,000 doses 7 days preceding the announcement. Ontario says 84% of those aged 12 and up have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, with 78% fully immunized against the virus.